Well, welcome to the first impromptu microcast with the Warrior, the Ferlate, and the McClatchy Shot. How's it going, gentlemen?
It's going good, dude.
Good.
So this is literally off the cuff. We were just having a conversation, the three of us. It was kind of random. Trevor had called me up.
Who put you in charge? Like, just all of a sudden, you're just going to lead the show.
Yes, I am. I'm recording. I'm leading. I'm sorry.
There's nothing I
can do about this. This is non-negotiable, really. I mean, I'll just edit your track right out if you want.
Does the recording software know who gets to speak first based on who's using it?
Oh, see, that's the thing. It does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Carry on. pardon the interruption, sir.
Yeah, no, that's my job. You can take my job for interrupting tonight, and I will use words.
I'm
going to
call you Kim Young McClatchy.
Oh, there you go.
I was saving that for the other dear leader, but I think you just earned it.
All right, well, lead us off here, Trev. Tell us what's going on.
We're just a couple of guys. Actually, there's three of us. I can't even count.
See, this is why I started.
This is why I'm not allowed to be in charge of stuff. Hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, I can beat that train. No, literally, we were just having a conversation, and we're like, we should record this because this would be a cool show. And so we pressed the record button, and here we are.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this microcast.
That's micro.
That is micro.
So we were yakking about stuff we like to do with the range that's fun with firearms.
Right.
In particular, getting creative with targets. And so we thought, hey, let's talk about all the favorite things we like to blow up with guns at the range and record it. Not like the time we recorded it for YouTube and got in trouble.
Yeah, I was just going to say, computer monitors, anyone?
Yeah, I'm sorry, David Roy, that prompted a surprise inspection from the CFO who promptly shut down your range, not because of the video, but because the range wasn't up to code anyway.
We were new and stupid. We learned from the mistake. We're done with it. Let's move on.
Build a bridge, Dave.
And then burn it. Yeah. And then shoot it at the range.
Make sure you get it on YouTube and send it to former CFO Doyle.
Oh, it's funny. So, Owen, what are some of your funner targets? Funner, that's a word, right?
Yeah, it is on this podcast.
I have an awful admission to make.
Okay.
I have never shot anything quirky.
But you did take a sword to a TV once.
Not at the range.
Yeah.
Matthew specified at the range, so I just...
I'm sorry. Oh. What are some of the more fun targets you've shot?
I guess it doesn't have to be at the range because we can blow stuff up in gravel pits too.
We certainly do.
Which is where we're going to do our next thing.
Probably, just because we don't want to get any ranges in trouble.
Right. So never mind just ranges. Owen, what's your favorite thing to shoot with a gun other than, you know, an animal or paper?
Wow. You know, I really haven't shot anything other than animals and paper other than that TV.
You and I have
TV,
to go.
Maybe, I mean, I was, you know, like, pop bottles or, you know, like, you know, cans or something like that, just plinking stuff, but nothing where I go, oh, this would be awesome to shoot. Not like pumpkins or zucchinis or turnips or anything.
Oh, you should definitely try turnips. The 308, they come apart. They make a nice smell in the air.
If
the smell of turnips is nice to you.
Right.
It is. I have some old withered up turnips left over from last year that I may have to try out this spring.
There you go. What about you, Matthew? What's your favorite thing to shoot with a gun?
Hands down, anything filled with water.
Yeah.
I love it. Big pop bottles, little pop bottles, Coke cans, pop cans, Dr. Pepper cans, big jugs of orange juice, great big jugs of water. Oh, you shoot those and they just blow up. It's awesome.
Was it you and I, or was it myself and Jason McIntyre that did the pop bottles filled with food coloring on the snow at the Rescue Club at the 100-meter mark?
I don't know if that was you and me, or... Because I know I've done that. I don't remember doing it with you, although...
Okay, must have been me and Jason.
Could have been, yeah.
It was the Thompson Center Venture and the CZ-858.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Windshield washer... jugs filled with water and food coloring and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So when they blew, you got that splatter spray all over the snow with the food coloring, right? So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was Jason, because Jason brought the food coloring.
There you go. Yeah, I've done the same thing with 2 liter pop bottles with 3x3 and 12 gauge, which makes a surprisingly similar result. They just, you know, water is incompressible, right? So it just blows. But it works better than pumpkins. I mean, pumpkins are fun to shoot, but the pop bottles just seem to be more effectual. I don't know.
Well, dramatic. If you want the same effect from the pumpkins, you have to put dowels in the holes.
I tried that. It didn't make much of a difference. Remember the video?
You're not doing it right.
Yeah, clearly.
Because I saw another video that totally proved it.
Well,
in that video, were the two pumpkins shot, one with and one without the dowels?
No, it was just the one.
There was no control group, huh?
No control. That's all right.
He was out of control.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Any, like I said, anything filled with water is fun.
Yeah. We all know what Trevor's is, so you don't even need to talk, Trevor.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think.
I don't know, the way you went on and on about the turnips, I figured that must be it.
Nope. Matthew, you want to take a guess? My favorite thing to shoot with a gun?
Ammunition.
Nope.
Bazinga. Steel, I would say.
Nope.
Oh, really? I love shooting steel.
Me too. But it's not my favorite.
Favorite thing to shoot with a gun? I'm sorry, man. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher. That was awesome.
That was awesome. Owen, did you get to see that video before it was taken down?
No.
All right.
I will send you the link.
That brings back memories. Oh, for me, I actually shot a propane tank, a small one once.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
really? I don't know if I would recommend that.
That would be something that, that goes under the do not try this.
Yeah, like resizing loaded ammunition.
Yeah.
For the just the potential, if you're not, I don't know, I suppose it could always come back at you. I know the fire extinguisher did.
I think the biggest thing is we just don't want to get in trouble for recommending people do stuff that may or may not be allowed where they are.
Everybody knows that they don't do anything we say or that
basically we've done. Basically, if you hear us talking about it on this show, just don't do it.
Yeah, so there's your disclaimer.
There it is.
Don't do what we've done and stuff, because we're not always, you know, whatever. Just don't do it. So
don't try this at home, kids.
Right. The fire extinguisher, Owen, was at the end of the monitor video after we shot up all the monitors. We had an old fire extinguisher left over. It came with the house that I bought, and it was out of date. I don't know how long it had been since whatever. So we set this thing up at a log. I don't know. 30 meters away, Matthew.
I was going to say about 25 to 30 meters away.
And I had my my classic 30-30 lever action model 94. And Matthew said, "Make sure you hit it low. That's where all the powder is." All right. So I hit it low. I hit it in like the bottom third.
Yep.
And this thing came off of the log in a cloud of dust and flew. It didn't flew. It was on the ground spinning and came right for me along the. It just skipped along the ground and literally.
You dropped
just,
your gun and screamed like a girl and peed your pants.
No,
that was my reaction. That was
not that time. It
not
stopped.
That time, but that was another time.
Yeah, it stopped right at my feet while I'm laughing like a madman. I'm not sure why the CFO thought we were dangerous on a range, but
it was funny.
It was funny.
You probably had your hearing protection on.
Yes,
had your safety glasses ears. On. I mean, what really could go wrong?
Well, we did it at a range because it's a controlled environment. We weren't worried about mom and dad and the kids walking up the trail or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we did it there intentionally to try to be safe, but clearly that backfired.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Backfired.
But that fire extinguisher was awesome.
Yeah.
It was. I don't recommend it because, you know, I don't want you to get in trouble, but yeah, do it. It's fun.
So what about future targets? What do we want to shoot up next at a range for fun?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if anybody follows my wife's Facebook, because, I mean, why wouldn't you, right? Crickets. That's awesome. I could put cricket sound in there.
I know. I didn't want to admit that I creep her grass, but whatever.
She's a movie collector. She loves... What was that, Owen?
Nothing.
I missed it. I'll have to go back in the recording and find out.
Boulevard checking out your wife. There's nothing.
Yeah. Stick it where it's comfortable. Jewel, turn around.
Best three-gun weekend line ever.
We're doing that again, right?
The comfortable thing or the three-gun thing?
The three-gun thing. Hopefully it's not comfortable.
It's going to be uncomfortable for Brian. Yes. There will be a three-gun match at the Rescue Gun Club after the Nationals.
Amen. So, anyway, she collects movies, and of course, before DVDs came out, everything was VHS, so she has been slowly converting her VHS pile over to DVDs, and of course, that was just in time for Blu-ray to come out. Oh, I hate technology. Yeah. But anyway, so I've got, I don't know, 24 VHS tapes sitting here that she said that anybody who wants them can have them, and I guess I won.
Well, yeah, because we all jumped on Facebook, went... Can we take him to the range?
Well, yeah, exactly. So we're thinking shotgun. You know, skeet, you're out of the air. You know, pull, or rather, what are we going to say?
Eject.
Eject.
So are you going to bring him this weekend?
Well, no, I kind of want Owen to be there with us, right?
Not just that. We can't get to a gravel pit this weekend.
And it's raining cats and dogs this weekend.
Is it really? So,
yeah.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, no, we'll do it with Owen too, because I think Owen is kind of good with a shotgun. Isn't that right, Owen? You kind of know what you're doing with one?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on what I'm doing. Yeah, I hunting and just regular backyard skeet, no problem. Trap, not so much.
Well, this is like, you know, bush skeet, they call it, right? Or bush trap. You just kind of take it and you throw it and then you shoot it out of the air. Yes,
okay. Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's not an issue.
Kind of be like hunting.
Kind of, except, you know, movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun, probably. I hope it's impressive, because if it's not, you're never going to see the video.
Well, it will have to be impressive out of my shotgun with extra full Patternmaster choke.
Well, yeah. I was thinking you'd use the KSG.
No.
You should also use the KSG. Bring it, too.
Yes, yeah. Both.
Yeah.
Won't be as impressive. Because the thing is with that, with my goose gun, with that Patternmaster choke, it's just like shooting something at, if, I don't know, what are you going to chuck them out to? Like,
as far as I can throw, so probably 10 feet, yeah.
I was going to say 20, 30, 40 feet. It's like shooting with a 4-inch bullet at that range.
it's going to be like a slug going through it because it's so tightly packed together.
Oh, yeah, just obliterate it. Especially if I do like 3.5-inch steel, like BB or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Do that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one upcoming thing we're going to shoot.
I'm going to shoot a lot more paper this year.
Yeah.
Because I haven't shot nearly enough of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't get as excited about you guys. Or about you guys.
Oh, thanks, man. No, the feeling's mutual.
Jerk.
I don't get as excited as you guys do about shooting odd stuff like that.
It's really fun, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, like, he's a bit more mature than we are. It's kind of funny. He's the youngest one of the three of us, and he's the most mature.
Yep, that's what it is, yeah.
What do they say? Growing old is mandatory, growing up is optional?
Yeah, I've always been old for my age. So, no, I don't...
Boring for your age? Is that
I believe that's the technical term, yeah.
No, I don't know. I just, for me, it's all about the act of shooting and how you do it. Not really about
the results, the
explosion at the end.
Like it's all Hollywood for me.
That have big explosions in them, I don't care. The explosion is no thrill to me. I'm not interested in that. It's how you get there, what it's about. You know, it's everything else surrounding it. To me, that's the interesting part.
Yeah, I could see that, but I mean, I'll have that attitude during a match, obviously. But when I go to the range and just want some range therapy and want to unwind, I like watching stuff blow up when it gets hit by a bullet.
Like those yogurt containers we shot up.
That was fun. They're starting to show themselves, by the way.
You better clean those up.
I will.
We couldn't find them. It was white containers on white snow. It was hard, but we did say we'd clean them up when the snow melts, so we are cleaning them up. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the key. I mean, a key thing for shooting fun stuff is clean up your mess. I mean, that's the key right there. I don't think anybody cares what you go and shoot, so long as it's something safe. As long as you clean up your mess, nobody wants to see your garbage laying around. It's all shot up, and that leaves a bad taste in other people's mouth, and they go,
so does
you know,
my boot. This is not a public service announcement.
All right. I'm just trying to,
keep
it real here.
You're absolutely right. You will give shooters a bad reputation if you leave your shotgun shells all over a gravel pit or blow up stuff. Like if it's organic material, who cares?
Oh yeah, pumpkins or whatever, just, you know, they'll rot, yeah. The crows will eat them, whatever, right? Yeah.
But I mean, we take a bunch of VHS tapes to a gravel pit and shoot, throw them in the air and blast them with shotguns and then yeah. walk away and leave the mess behind.
That would be
That's
bad.
Not cool.
Yeah. We'll clean that up for sure.
Yeah, we definitely will. Or burn the mess, whatever.
Or burn them, says the guy who hates burning plastic.
Yes.
But drives his car everywhere he goes.
Yes. We're not going down that road right now. So, I want
to... Well, I would say at the rate that Trevor buys guns, he should be used to the smell of burning plastic.
But,
I want to go to the range with either my TAC-21 or if I replace it and get something else, I want to take... cantaloupe or honeydew or turnips or something like that, but probably one of the watery ones, and put them on posts, you know, so they sit about 6 feet high, and put them out at the 330 meter mark at my range and just shoot them. You know, I don't want them on the ground. I want to see the explosion up in the air. On the ground, it's just going to blow up on the ground, right?
Exactly.
So I want these things on posts, you know, about head size at about man height, and just watch them blow up at that level. You might even, you know, paint little zombie faces on them. Who knows?
Zombie faces.
All right, RCMP? Yeah. I'm going to give you a number here. address.
You might want to check this guy out.
It's not a headshot practice. I just don't like to blow the fruit up on the ground. I want the fruit airborne when it blows up.
That right there is funny.
So... You know, I'm going to get that done.
Well, that'll be fun too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. All right.
We have a pretty stupid rule at our range.
Most rules are, but go ahead.
We have a no silhouette rule.
Oh, no human silhouettes. Yeah. That is lame.
Yep. So I don't know what they count as a human silhouette. I don't know if one of the IDPA targets, if that would be
probably
pushing the limits, but
you should completely take over your range members or your range executive there.
Yeah.
That's one way to do that. Vote the vote the old guys out and get the new guys in. I mean, it happens everywhere. It happens to all kinds of different ranges, and sometimes, you know, the older guys they like what they like, and they think that they know what's best, and you know, sometimes they err on the side of caution, but it's too much of an err.
Yeah, well, yeah, really. It you're not allowed to listen to rock and roll either. You're not allowed to drive red sports cars. What business is it of theirs? What you want to shoot at? What color? What shape your target is?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think their justification is, oh, it sends a bad public image.
It's not a public range; it's private property. It's a private
exactly.
club.
Exactly. Nobody's there who's not a member. You know, and it's not like we're running around, you know, blazing away, and you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Too uptight. You know, that's one step away from, you know, oh, God, don't put up a 3D image or don't put up a photograph of a deer and set your rifle in on that.
Bambi might get offended. Vegetarians. Yeah. Think of the vegetarians.
Yeah. My food poops on yours. That's what I think of vegetarians.
Well, I thought vegetarian was an old Aboriginal word that meant bad hunter.
That's funny. Yeah, definitely the gatherer of the group.
Who's that, Owen?
No, the vegetarian.
Oh. Well, Owen kind of is the gatherer too. I mean, he's the only one with what, 3 gardens?
Yeah, but he's also the hunter.
He is a hunter. You know? Sometimes he's the hunted.
Really?
I don't know, I just made that up. I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
That doesn't work.
No.
I always turn it around.
Yeah.
Hunted very quickly becomes a hunter.
Exactly.
Offense. Oh, now I'm going to go all philosophical on you here.
Oh, go for it. We need some philosophical in this show.
I'm waiting.
We haven't had any yet.
Offense is the key to winning a fight or winning a battle. Because you always have to be moving. You have to be pushing forward. As soon as you stop and stand still, you become a target. As soon as you start moving backwards, you're giving the initiative and advantage to your enemy.
So hold on. What you're trying to say is you have to fight to win?
I'm saying more than that, because people could say, well, I'm on the defensive. I'm still fighting.
Yeah, no, but if you're on the defensive, you're losing.
Yeah, you're blocking shots, not launching shots.
Yeah. Not that you can't have. You have to have some sort of defensive mindset, too. Yeah. But at the same time, you should always be on the attack, always looking for those weak spots. If you can force your opponent out of their comfort zone and into moving, they make mistakes.
Yeah.
They have to. Eventually, they have to make mistakes. And then you're ready. You always have to be ready to take advantage of that mistake.
I would think their mistake in the first place would be trying to go up against you.
Well,
yeah, I'm out. If we're attacking Owen, I'm on his team.
Yeah, that or I'm just going to shoot him from really far away and we won't see it coming.
There you go.
Because we know I don't have a rifle that can shoot back.
Right. We're working on that, though.
Yeah, you're kind of hunting around for one, aren't you?
Well, sort of in my own little dream world.
Do you want to talk about what you want to get?
No, it's too depressing.
All right.
I realize I can't afford it.
Well,
yeah.
I'll talk about
it. I would love to have Savage. I was going to say, I would love to have something along the lines of a Savage. I think it's a 10BA in 308 with a nice, 24 powered Leupold or something like that.
Leupold,
whatever.
There you go.
Go away, Andy.
No, that's a Leupold. Of course, he's just making fun of the Three Gun Nation guys, so
yeah.
Cut him a little bit of slack. Right?
No, something, a high end optic. I mean, I don't know. I always try to do things right when I do it, when I can.
Do it once.
Having said that, I didn't buy an aim point. I bought a Vortex Spark, but.
Yeah, but there's a lot of value in that Spark, so.
Yeah. That would be kind of my dream precision gun. Whether it's practical for defensive, long range, quote unquote, sniping, that is quite a debate and a matter of opinion, as we all know. But.
So, why is it a bit of a debate?
Well, I guess people listening don't know this, but we've hashed this around a little bit earlier this evening. The weight can be an issue. Mobility. Do you need that much gun?
I think we also discussed that in your situation, you're probably not leaving in any sort of collapse situation. You're staying at home. You're bugging in because your location is just perfect.
Yeah.
And other people who may find themselves moving in that sort of situation will want a lighter gun. But I think in your case, you could go with a heavier gun and not have to really worry so much about that extra weight. The only downside of that is in any sort of normal societal situation, you probably aren't going to take that out deer hunting. But then again, you already have a deer hunting rifle. So, what's the big deal?
Yeah. Where I'm on the other end of the spectrum where I only have one large caliber center fire rifle. Well, I do have a 30-30 as well, but I kind of feel like I'm lacking a traditional bolt action hunting rifle. And I'm looking at replacing my tactical long range target rifle with a tactical bolt action rifle, but one that has more of a traditional weight and a traditional style stock. After seeing an RCMP Remington 700 at the range the other day, I thought that gun can do everything my gun can do, and it's half the size and half the weight. So, I could
yours
have...
Yours looks cooler, though.
It does look cooler, but looks aren't everything.
You're right. That's why I got married.
Because Jewel was able to look past those skinny arms.
That's right. And it's a good thing, too.
Yeah, it's a good thing for you. She always wore glasses, didn't she?
She certainly did. Well, not when we were dating. I made her take them off.
So with the either a tactical Remington 700 Police or an XCR tactical compact, I'm looking at all the Remington 700 tactical looking guns as well as the Savage ones, but not the Savage one like Owen's looking at, the 10BA. I'm looking more at the Savage 10 FCPSR. It has a detachable magazine, 10 round, but it looks more like, you know, a regular deer gun, and it weighs a lot less than my TAC 21 is. So I'll get the precision. I'll get the same precision. Maybe not quite as tight as what I would get out of the Krieger barrel I have on my 700.
Yeah, but I think we're talking differences that, you know, only a real competitor in a competitive situation would notice.
Probably difference. That's right. Probably differences that my shooting skills won't show. I'll be able to stretch that gun out to 800 meters as well. And it'll be a more versatile firearm. I'll be able to do more with it instead of just taking it to the range and putting it on a bench, right? Can you see me climbing into the cab of a truck during moose season with this TAC 21 thing?
I would like to see that.
Yeah, it would make for a great video.
It would amuse me.
Yeah. You know, if ever we found ourselves in a without rule of law type situation and I did have to leave, I would want to leave with my four-gun battery. I'd want to grab my shotgun, my carbine, my pistol, and a rifle, long-distance rifle. And I could just, you know, grab one of those Remington Model 700 SPS Tacticals and throw it in a regular soft case and toss it behind the seat. I wouldn't need the big heavy-duty case like I have now for the TAC 21.
Yep.
So, and I could get, I mean, for the kind of accuracy I want and the kind of shooter I am and the distances that I would shoot, I'd get just as much done with a Remington 700 Tactical or police version or the Savage as I can with this thing. You're right, I didn't build this thing to, you know, with anything in mind other than I love the look of this gun and I want to shoot really accurately. But we said a couple over the last few weeks, up to a month now, that I kind of want to downsize my collection, have fewer guns that I can run more often and learn to master them all. So I think that's what I'm at. I'm gonna drop that TAC 21 and get something more practical.
Cool. That's a good idea.
It's Owen's fault.
And yet, I would be the one that would, I don't know, discourage you from selling guns, but I don't know.
I'm easily distracted. And I'm trying to be a competitor. I made it to the alternate spot for Team New Brunswick for Nationals, so I should be concentrating on my Glock 35. It should be in my hand right now. It should be in my hand 24/7. And the more that's guns illegal. I have, the more, pardon me?
That's illegal, but anyway. Yeah.
The more guns I have, the more I want to play with them. And the more money I spend on them, and the more they get neglected as far as cleaning goes. If I have fewer guns.
Clean your guns?
I do try and clean my guns really? As often as possible, yeah.
I almost never clean my guns.
I'll be honest, I never cleaned my NEA, my 10.5. I don't even know if I cleaned it when I sold it.
I used to be a huge cleaning fiend. Every time I got home from the range, the gun was apart, cleaned out, oiled, put back together. Yep. But I've discovered that you don't need to that much. I mean, I now start to clean whenever the gun starts to malfunction or I start noticing accuracy drop off.
Yep. That's what I'm doing now too, pretty much. Yeah.
I think I've cleaned my AR like once since I got it. And that's almost a couple thousand rounds. I clean my shotgun, my goose gun once a season. I've never cleaned the KSG. I have cleaned my Glock once since I bought it. Maybe twice. Just once, I think.
Wow.
And that's, I don't know how many thousand rounds. I haven't cleaned my 30-30 in years, but then I don't shoot that much. That's more of, you know, you fire two bullets a year, taking a deer and a bear, and that's, you know, it doesn't get fired or shot a lot. My 22s, I clean them almost never. Of anything, I probably clean them more than anything because I tend to shoot lead through them a little more, right?
Yeah, well, they tend to be one of the more dirtier, I mean, especially semi-automatic 22s. They tend to be very dirty. They tend to get a lot of crap in the action. So that's the one I clean the most, too.
Yeah. I really believe it. Same with my vehicles. The more you clean it, the more likely it is to rust. You gotta leave that nice protective layer of dirt on there.
That, hey, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Speaking of cleaning, either of you tried frog lube yet?
No. Not yet, no.
I brought a bottle home from Calgary Shooting Center, and I like it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, and it smells really good. You almost want to taste it. Like, it's minty. Yeah, it's kind of... So, I might try some of that at my Glock instead of Slipstream. It's in my AR for sure. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't Slipstreamed my Glock.
Like the
AR, I didn't. I forget.
The Slipstream grease is great in the Glock on the rails.
Okay.
And
I was going to ask you where the best place to use the grease is.
Yep. The rails. I would just use the grease. I wouldn't use the oil in the Glock. I would just grease up the rails and the striker and the connector. Okay. Trigger bar, striker, yeah. And on the firing pin safety plunger.
Right. Yeah. I did use it on something recently, and I forget what now. I don't even remember.
I slipstream my reloading press.
Me too.
I slipstream my revolver.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it was.
Now, that's nickel-plated, right?
Sure.
It probably won't take.
No, it's just bare steel, I'm pretty sure.
If it's just bare steel, then you'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's all bare steel. It was dry. I mean, it was dry as a bone.
Yeah. Does it work better now?
Yeah, it made the cylinder spin a little better.
Very nice.
You can kind of take the cylinder or the gun and roll it down your hand and make the cylinder spin. It wouldn't do that before.
Oh.
It would just slide down your hand. So
nice.
I took it all apart and greased it all up, and now you can kind of whip it and then go, you know.
Very cool. Oh,
speaking of revolvers, I can't remember the last time I cleaned my my 686.
Speaking of revolvers, I don't have one.
How come?
I carried mine yesterday in the woods.
Nice.
To the bear bait. I couldn't get out there with the truck, so the whole family went. So I couldn't carry my rifle. I had a bucket in one hand of molasses and a bag of corn over the shoulder. So, but it was kind of nice knowing I had the pistol on.
Yep.
Just in case, so.
Because those 400 foot per second projectiles,
yeah,
with the one grain of powder behind them, really.
That's right. They'll punch right through a bear skin. And that's about as far as they'll go.
Well, you'll make some noise. You know, that'll scare them off. Most of the time,
If it'll go 2 inches into a piece of wood,
it'll make him think twice about what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But will
it go through a half inch sheet of plywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Multiple pieces of plywood, I would think.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right.
Yeah, it's all right. It'll work.
I've got to get some more projectiles. I found a place, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Get some out west. $22 a 100, plus shipping.
That's not horrendous,
but...
Could be better.
I'd rather find a mold and make it myself.
Yeah.
You're playing with lead.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun.
If you could do the cold swage stuff and didn't have to melt it, like I know a guy who's got this huge press and he just cuts chunks of leads and throws it in and has this big heavy duty handle and he squeezes out these finished bullets. He never has to melt the lead.
What's wrong with melting lead?
Well, it depends on how you do it. It can be hazardous for your health.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because vaporized lead is the quickest way to get lead poisoning.
Yep. Actually, I thought it was dust.
I thought it was drinking it.
Inhaling it.
Yeah, inhaling it as the dust. Yeah. No, I've done a little lead casting and playing around with it.
As long as you're careful, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So we've gone kind of no circle. I was going to say full circle here, but we didn't even get back to targets. We just went from targets to guns to recasting bullets.
To good old-fashioned gun talk.
That's all it was, man. That's all it was. I enjoyed it. How about you guys?
Unscripted shenanigans. I always enjoy talking to you two fools.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that's a show for now.
So now you're taking the leadership role again, and you're deciding that we're wrapping up.
Yes, I am.
Fine. What if I have more to say?
Go ahead.
I got nothing more to say, really.
Neither do I, but if I did, I would say it.
That's right. All right. Well, anyway.
We're just going to keep talking anyway.
We are, but, you know, we're coming up on, you know, 40 minutes here.
That's micro enough.
So, yeah, I think that's micro enough. So,
I've got a suggestion.
That's microcast gun dude style.
I've got a suggestion. Why don't the listeners send us an email or Facebook us with what their favorite thing to shoot at the range is?
Yeah, sure. That'll work.
Just, I'd like to hear that.
Post it up
on
there.
You never know when we'll get a cool suggestion, like the one I got off Chris Anderson's show this week about the Texas Star, and that's all I'm going to say, but people are going to hate me even more than they already do.
I already hate you.
Good.
You've told me about this, and now I hate you even more.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Now you
got
to tell me.
I'm looking forward to it.
Because I love the I haven't shot Texas Star yet with a pistol.
Dude, I admire anyone that can figure out a way to make the Texas Star even more hateful.
Yeah. You'll see. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
And by fun, we mean frustrating.
yep.
Cool. Well, thanks, Matthew. Take us out.
All right. Well, I guess thanks for listening.
Hug your guns.
Mind is a weapon. Train it well.
Nobody said stay safe out there.
Nobody said take somebody shooting.
Nobody said that either.
It's like we didn't script this or something. I should just like hit stop here and then just, you know.
I'm Ron Burgundy.